Hi, my name is Lowell, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds. It's time for more Suds.
Hello, and welcome everyone to another Suds segment, where we're kind of like E.F. Hutton. When we drink, people listen.
Do they really?
Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Okay.
I stopped listening already.
Can you just let me have my moment?
I'm sorry.
She wanted to feel important for once.
I feel impotent.
We know that's not true.
Okay, well, maybe they don't listen. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We're still going to drink. I mean,
okay,
you know?
Yeah, true.
And we may even drink together.
You lost me and then you brought me back.
It was okay. Cool. All right.
It's on a journey.
Well, I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana. And joining me today at the table is Good Old Boy Parker.
Hey, folks. Not a smoke segment here, but, you know, I'm here.
That's right.
He crossed...
Pollinates?
Show? Yeah, he cross-pollinates on many platforms.
Yeah. I got arrested for cross-pollinating on a platform one time. Yeah. It's been expunged since.
They have to catch me.
Can't do that on public property in Tennessee.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Yeah, I like it. Reverend Mark, hello and greetings.
Good to be here. Drinking beer instead of communion wine, but, you know.
Well, we thought we'd change it up for you a little.
Yep.
Good old boy Sparky. Hello.
Hi. You know what tomorrow is?
What's tomorrow?
It's October. Sunday. You know how hot it is? Almost 90 degrees.
Yeah. Oh. I know.
I can't PSL in this weather. I can't. I won't. I'm done.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, how am I supposed to follow that? You know?
I don't know.
Sparky's too good.
Yeah, so he is.
I'll just say hi.
Nobody has ever said that ever in history.
Hi. Well, today's episode is the start of a bad joke. Two blind guys walk into a liquor store. Well, good old boy Dave, why don't you just tell the rest?
Okay, so recently my nephew turned 21.
Congratulations.
Whoa, Austin.
Yeah, baby. Easy. So,
but isn't the legal drinking age in Louisiana like 13?
No, that's the marriage age.
Yeah, that's the marriage. Drinking is 12.
Yeah. Only if it's your sister. Anyway, so for some crazy reason, they enjoy fishing. So my brothers and my nephew made me go fishing in Louisiana. And so, like I do, anytime Julianne and I go out of town or I try to go find local beer and bring back to share with the good old boys.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Or just drink myself. But anyways, so my older brother doesn't drink, and he and I both have really bad eyesight. So that's sort of the setup for the joke. So apparently in southern Louisiana, they don't enjoy a lot of craft beer, or a lot of people don't, but they do enjoy liquor a lot. Like even the Walmart has this long liquor aisle that's everything is encased in glass.
Because they can distill it out of swamp water.
That's true. That's right.
That's a good point.
Keep you from getting the heebie-jeebies.
Is that kind of like having local honey?
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's the best they got.
Except it includes dysentery.
It won't, yeah. But it won't kill you.
It's an adventure. You
know? That's right.
It's like a diet plan. But anyway, so...
Forget Ozempic. We got dysentery.
My older brother, who doesn't drink, was like, oh, man, there's this store right down the road that's got a ton of beer. And I was like, okay, dude. Because I was looking around on Google trying to find a good beer store. Couldn't find anything. He's like, no, they got a ton of beer. So, well, they had a ton of Miller Lite. And a lot of Coors Light, you know. And I was like, well,
what else do you need?
I don't know that's if I need that for the show. You know, that's good fishing beer. Miller Lite's good fishing beer. So they had one little section of the cooler and like two of the three shelves. Like the top part was all hard seltzers and stuff. And then there was a couple of shelves and like half of one of those shelves was Abita, which you can get here. So I was like, I'm not buying Abita.
Sure.
But then I was able to find... six of what I thought were beers, but as it turns out, I found five beers and one other thing. So
anything beats that orange juice from last time.
That's true. And I knew we were really in trouble when the guy who was working at the store came shuffling over and I was like, hey man, what kind of local beers you got and what do you recommend? He's like, I'm not really into beer, you know, I'm more into liquor. I was like, yeah, you and the rest of the freaking population. So we did our best. So we were like staring real close at the cans and labels, trying to read it all. And so you get what you get. And that's what we're going to try today.
Well, we're getting it. That's for sure.
That's right.
We're getting something.
You're getting something.
Yeah. Okay. Reverend Mark, why don't you give us today's lineup?
Be glad to. The random Louisiana beers we'll be tasting today are from Parish Brewing in Broussard, Louisiana. I love it when they brew out of parishes. I know I do that.
Right?
There you go.
Maybe that's why Dave brought it back.
It's holy beer. Does that make it Trappist?
Yeah. Depends on what you got in your trap.
Whoa.
Oh.
Mostly alligators.
So from the Parish Brewing Company, we are going to start out with Dr. Juice Hazy IPA.
Nice.
Woo-hoo. Dr. Jews? Oh, no, that's me. Yes. That's me.
Dr.
Sorry.
Jews.
Sorry.
That's correct.
Shalom, everybody. It's Sukkot. We're okay.
It's Sukkot.
We're not going to get kicked off the air.
Yeah, he's right. Allowed to say that.
Yes, I am.
I didn't say that. So then we will move on to Revy Coffee Stout.
It's Rev.
Just like myself. Yeah,
it's
Rev.
French for dream.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah, see?
We just got fancy today. My.
Three pinkies are up.
All right. And then from Gnarly Brewing.
Gnarly Barley.
Gnarly Barley Brewing in Hammond, Louisiana. We're going to be experiencing the Catahoula Common, California Common.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
This is being brought to you by the Department of Redundancy Department.
California beer out of Louisiana. Sure. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty common.
can we pour one out for Anchor?
What? Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Way to bring the mood down, Sparky. Wow.
Thanks, Sparky.
Yeah, I'm
first
here.
First, the Dr. Jew's joke.
Debbie Downer.
Crap, I wasn't supposed to say it.
No, you're not. You're flagged, my friend.
And then after we go from the Common, we will be experiencing the Corova Milk Porter. Wasn't that on Stanley Kubrick's Slaughterhouse? I mean, anyway.
Well, that was a Cordova.
Cordova, yeah. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Barker's been around.
Yeah. Then from the Port Orleans Brewing in New Orleans, we will have the Dorada Pale Ale. And
pale
last,
lager.
Did I say lager? Oh,
it's all good. Said ale.
You're fine. You're fine. It's all good.
Sorry, I just.
He got excited.
It just means they
got excited.
Aged it in the swamp.
And then from the Urban South Brewery in New Orleans will be Juvie Juice Hard Iced Tea.
Mm. Yeah. So in my defense, I thought it said Juicy Juice when I bought it. I was like, oh, this is probably a hazy IPA. But no, Juvie Juice.
Mm.
Does that mean it's made in juvenile detention?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like that Pruno that they make in jail, but it's made in juvenile.
Toilet wine. Yeah. The finest.
So no minors were harmed in the making of Juvie Juice.
Well, you can't. We're not going to say that, yeah. But I mean, we
However,
hope.
Yeah, we fingers
no,
crossed.
No more. Yeah. No minors were harmed in our presence.
Yes, no, true. In our presence.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Reverend Mark. That was beautiful.
Almost
flawless.
Super flawless. Okay. Good boy, Sparky. Would you mind giving us the suds ratings in any voice you would like?
We will be discussing and rating these beers with the suds. Reminds me of when I was living in the Delta. I guarantee.
That's it.
Guarantee.
That is all I've got. I can't.
That was great.
I'm sorry, Louisiana. I know you're not technically a part of this country and something about France, but I'm really sorry. Please don't declare war on me.
I felt like I was watching that Justin Wilson on a PBS for just a second. Yeah.
And some onions. Yeah.
Onions. Onions.
All right. I'm going to fire myself now. Here are our suds ratings now. One. That sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Two, was that a belch? Three, what a relief. Four, a body should really not make that sound. And five, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Okay, let's get to the fun. I mean,
ooh-wee.
The beer. Yeah. Okay. So the first brewery we are going to go to is Parish Brewing in Broussard. They, just a little background, they started, in 2003, the founder was living in Louisiana. He moved to Pittsburgh for a few years, found a beer scene, then came back to Louisiana and was like, hey, we don't have a beer scene. Let's get a beer scene. Let's create a beer scene. So they started brewing there in Broussard, Louisiana. They started off as tiny and now they're bigger. Okay.
That's like everybody.
Right? Like,
literally.
That's what she said.
Every person.
Well, I just thought you would like that. Okay.
We did.
So the Dr. Juice Hazy IPA, 6% ABV. It's a highly crushable juice bomb. Dry hop with a blend of their favorite hops from Yakima Valley. It is sneaky good considering it clocks in at 6%.
Mm.
So a little bit of passion fruit, papaya, blood orange, and juicy juice.
It's going to move you.
It's going to move you.
Yeah.
You're definitely getting all the tropical fruit flavors right up.
Oh, yeah. Even on the nose.
Even on the nose, yeah.
It's got a nice bitter finish on the back end, though.
That's what she said.
Well, we'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So, two blind guys going to a liquor store.
In Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
Yeah.
And what comes out? Well, this first beer comes out.
Dr. Juice.
Dr. Juice from Parish Brewery in Broussard, Louisiana.
Mm. You done good.
Yeah.
It's
100%
this
juice.
This is a very tasty, hazy IPA.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hate it.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
that's a glowing it. And... Yeah.
That is a glowing recommendation.
Does not suck.
Yeah. I mean, like, it doesn't have a super bitter finish, which is good. Would I say this is like completely New England-y?
No.
But a Louisiana New England-y? Sure.
Well, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Any more that New England has the actual license on hazy IPAs.
Yeah, it is propagated.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're even out on the West Coast, so, you know.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So yeah. What is even the West Coast anymore? Yeah.
So this is a South Coast IPA.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Just thinks when the West Coast falls into the ocean, when Nevada will be the new West
Coast.
That's
right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, so
that's
pray for that every day.
Yeah.
I hope
it gets up into the Oregon area before.
Yeah, true.
I think that, you know, it's not too boozy either. Like that's a lot of times when I have some of these juice bombs, it's just, you know.
Yeah, they're like 8%.
Yeah, and I stop feeling my molars after like the third or fourth sip, you know.
I think it's crushable.
Right.
It is.
100%. That's the word.
Yeah.
I would put it up with the all day.
I would like to... Yeah. I like that it's in a 12-ounce can, too, because a lot of times they put them in those tall boys, and it's just,
and
too,
you just can't.
It's too much.
Yeah, it is.
But I could shotgun that and be just fine.
Maybe a yard mowing beer?
If I had had that when I was fishing instead of Miller Lite, probably would have been better.
You would have caught some stuff.
You would have been drunker.
You might have.
Yes. Probably would have caught heat stroke.
As long as you're drinking it from the can and not an opener.
And as long as you're upstream.
Yes. That's huge. It's a big thing.
It's fair. Yeah. Okay.
Very fair. Yeah, that was delicious.
Yeah, not a good way to start.
All right.
Okay. So we are going to rate the Dr. Juice from Parrish Brewing Company a 4.
Yay!
All right, now for something completely different.
Those are always my favorite segments in Monty the Python.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
This just pans into like a war scene, and then it's John Cleese in a nighty on a desk.
On a desk in the middle of the woods.
How did... Which, sure, let's go.
Love me some pythons. Okay, so let's go to the Rev Coffee Stout. This one is 6.8% ABV. Silky smooth coffee stout created with estate beans from Colombia and Java. Their friends and coffee gods at Rev have finished them to a full city roast to highlight the true character of the beans. There you go.
I haven't tasted it yet, but the nose is just coffee for days.
This is. It's like a cold brew. It's like, kind of like
And you get like a little creaminess too. Right.
Yeah, there's definitely creaminess on the nose, which is wild.
I kind of feel like this one doesn't know whether it wants to be a coffee or a beer.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right. It's a nice coffee.
The body feels a little thin for me. That's the only part.
This isn't a stout.
And it's got a little powdery mouth coat to it.
It's kind of drying you out a little bit.
What's the ABV on this? Oh,
6.8.
Okay.
Yeah, a little tannic, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, you know, maybe I've just gotten broken from drinking so many, like, barrel-aged coffee stouts for so many years that like, when I come back to, like, an actual coffee stout, it's like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah, like, if your lips aren't all sticky and, like...
Right? There's maple syrup running down your face and something wrong, This is interesting. It's got a much lighter body than I would have expected.
If I don't feel like I'm drinking cake batter, I'm not sure it's a stout anymore.
I was going to say, it almost feels like a porter. And, like, it has a mouth finish and taste of like a porter for me.
Right.
It's weird, though, because, like, the slick on the tongueness I get from, you know, those heavier stouts with milk sugars in them, but yet I don't get the mouth feel.
I'm letting it warm up a little bit, and it's definitely becoming sweeter as it...
That little bit of that Tootsie Roll kind of chocolate is coming out a little bit.
It's not lingering like a stout would.
Right. Yeah, stouts are supposed to be very dry.
Yeah, they linger. Get that mouth coat to them, and then you're just like...
So, you know, if they had called this a coffee porter, would that make more sense?
I think that would make more sense to me.
A coffee robust porter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, did I say something smart?
No.
You did.
No.
Did you get the points?
Dang. Fooled again.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's just probably not what I've would have expected. But yeah, I think a coffee porter would have been a better way to call this.
That's how you got to drink this, because it's like coffee.
But like aroma,
like your cupping
aroma alone, I would like.
Oh, did anyone go to the cupping?
Oh, Julian,
I didn't get to. I would have wanted to.
We cupped.
I was gonna go, but
that was fun.
Too tired.
I mean, really? I gotta admit, it was fun. I learned a lot.
I'm gonna say, if you're gonna get cupped, good old boy Mike.
Yeah,
there's another one. He's a perfect cupper.
Yeah, I just don't know how I feel about the situation.
Yeah,
you know,
that's fair. That's totally fair.
I think we see him enough in our episodes. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay, so if we said it was a porter instead of a stout, would it be a good porter? Would this be a, you know what I mean? Does
I think
it check
bit,
all the boxes?
I mean, I think
or is
it's
it a little too
way.
Sweet to be a
I
porter?
I think it's too sweet to be a okay. porter, and I'd like a drier, I think is really kind of my hang up with the whole thing.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
I didn't hate it, but my mouth was just more confused about it.
I think, like, you better like coffee or... You know, even if you like dark
coffee.
But see, I'm like a purist when it comes to coffee, though. I drink coffee black, nothing in it.
Same.
Just, you know, as close as original as you can go.
Yeah.
And this is just the sugars in that. Just take that coffee and push it down a little. Makes it too sweet.
Yeah, but I think what the problem is that we've really, like, over the years, like, you think of the original coffee stouts and porters. Now we're in this, like, hellscape of, like, all these adjunct additives. People want to, like, get the beetus from one sip, you know? Like, that's where we are, unfortunately, and I hate that crap.
Lactose.
Yeah, lactose for days.
I will say one of my favorite beers is a s'mores beer.
It accomplishes a purpose.
From Pipeworks out of Chicago.
Yeah, sure.
They have one called S'more Money, S'more Problems.
Yeah.
I had an 8-year vertical of it.
I'm glad you're still with us.
No, I had it at the house. I just traded it for some bourbon, though.
I think you might have won that one.
I won.
I don't know, like, what an 8-year-old marshmallow.
Oh, fantastic, I'm sure.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
burnt marshmallow, maybe? Mm. Yeah. This also, as a stout, to me, registers on my palate more like an export stout,
which
are a little sweeter.
Like the bitter side. Mm.
So, it's still has too much of a semi-sweet aftertaste.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to let some get room temp, and then I'll try it again.
Yeah, come back to it in a second.
Yeah, that's fair. You want to rate it later then?
No, let's go ahead and rate it now. We can come back to it and see if it changes.
Cool. So the Rev Coffee Stout from Parrish Brewing, we are going to rate a 3. Okay, now let's move to Hammond, Louisiana, and let's talk about Gnarly Barley for a minute. This brewery began in a cramped garage surrounded by two fat cats and a half pipe.
What pipe?
What kind of pipe?
Two fat cats and a half pipe.
Oh, okay. I thought you said a crack pipe.
So, no.
I was thinking hash pipe, but...
So, Zach and Kara, Karamanta, started the Gnarly Barley, and... Zach is a boarder, a skateboarder.
Yeah. I thought you meant he rented a room.
He boards a room.
Yeah.
No, he's a boarder. And you can tell from their website that they are very, like, I feel like California skateboarding kind of vibe thing going on.
How did they end up in Louisiana?
They went there for a skate competition. And
never came back.
Turns out it was a swamp. Surfing competition. Yeah.
Probably.
Read the rules wrong.
Swamp surfing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, there's that. And Gnarly Barley was recently named the 2023 Louis Award for the Louis Award winner for Louisiana Attraction of the Year. Now, the first beer that we're going to talk about from them is the Catahoula California Common. Coming in at 5% ABV, woohoo, it isn't quite so common. Light-colored, refreshing lager with the bite of an ale, medium body, slight fruitiness from the atypical fermentation.
Yeah, now I know historically, going back to Anchor, that the Common is really a hybrid. I mean, it's not a lager. It is an ale that is fermented at low ambient.
Yeah, that's right.
So technically, it's not a lager. But they could have lagered it. I'm not saying they didn't lager it.
Sure.
I would think lagers would be a little more malty.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this, the California Common, like this is very light for California Common.
Yeah,
it should be for sure more right. amber, copper, and right. color. Yep. And to Barger's point, this style is usually a little more malt forward, mm-hmm. More caramelly. So,
oh yeah, I just tasted this.
It tastes like
Am I getting like Kolsch vibes or something like that?
Interesting.
Honest?
Something like that.
Well, very similar.
Yeah, yeah. they're pretty close. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if they called it a Catahoula Kolsch, I could probably get down
I'd be all right with that.
But
that's closer than a common to me. Yeah.
Yeah. To
well,
what this
but
is.
Then again, we're like purists when it comes to California commons. And right.
Well, but if they're going to call it that, though.
Yeah. I gotcha.
You know, now if they
it's like we don't have one of these on our list, let's just call it that.
I think of the old steam beer.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. It's the iconic, you know, well, it was. but yeah, I mean, that's what you associate the style with.
Yeah. So this they have listed here that this is two row crystal 15 and Carapils and then hop with Cascade.
Oh,
so
so there's definitely some stuff. I noticed on the nose before I even tried it, there were some interesting estuary kind of things going on in there that I wasn't really expecting, but
that you wouldn't get with a lager.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Which that was giving me this kind of Kolsch-y kind of feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's delicious. I mean,
it's too bright to be a common.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. However, if I'm in Louisiana and in like the dead heat of Louisiana, which is pretty much all year.
This would be a good swamp survival beer.
Right? I mean, this is what you need.
Well, I guess you have to break it out into two things. Like, does it taste good and do you like it? It would be the first thing.
Sure.
And then, is it the style?
Correct.
And so, is it the style? Not if they're calling it a California common. If they're going to call it that, no, you missed the mark.
Sure.
Did you make a good beer?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
For sure.
Yeah, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of times, let's be real, man, a lot of breweries, everybody's, you know, at this point searching for something that's approachable, right? And great entry, and that's what this is, right? I mean, if they're not making lagers and they don't have the capacity to do it, this is what they're doing instead, right?
I would say
males or...
Yeah. Call this...
Whatever you want to call it.
Call it a Catahoula Kolsch.
Don't say it too fast.
Drop your fermentation temperature, maybe 10, 15 degrees and be done with it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that with the previous brewery, Parish, and this one, they're really into Berliner Weisses in Louisiana, too.
Interesting.
Parish had a handful of them.
Really?
French or into Germans?
And just going and just, you know, browsing through the website for Gnarly, they do, too. So I find that interesting. Huh.
That is really interesting. You know, I mean, I love Berliner Weisse. I mean, that's one of my favorites, but...
Yeah, they have quite a few.
It's great for the environment. I mean, great for the being down there.
Great for the environment.
What I'm saying. Like, you know,
serve with a little Woodruff.
Yeah.
Sure.
I brought my own syrup.
Yeah. Do you prefer Woodruff or raspberry?
Yeah. Sure.
Well, anyways, okay. So let's rate the Catahoula Common American Lager. We're going to rate that one a 3.
Yeah.
From Gnarly Barley. Okay. I think it's story time.
Oh my goodness. Tell us a story, Uncle Sparky.
Yes.
All right, guys. I got a little story for you that happened here in Tennessee in this wonderful town called Millersville. And the headline is, husband of political rival to Millersville mayor Tommy Long registers company with state named F.U. Tommy Long, LLC. Dumpster bearing the name of the company has been placed directly beside the mayor's home.
That's
awesome. Just a double down, right, guys? All right.
Wow.
So, each time Nashville Mayor Tommy Long and his wife Martha leave their Millerville home, the view is of a row of abbreviates on one side of a dumpster on the other. Written in bold white letters on the side of the dumpster is F.U. Tommy Long, LLC.
It's ruined our lives, Martha Long said. Everybody is outraged about it.
That is her exact voice, by the way.
The dumpster first showed up in the middle of town, but was moved last week onto the property directly next door to Long's in which a new construction is underway. It's the LLC at the end of the name that Tommy Long said is ridiculous. A search of the Tennessee Secretary of State's website shows that, by the way, he's a fantastic DUI guy, is our Secretary of State, and got away with it on his way back after out of Bonnaroo. Indeed, a new company was created on May 23rd, 2023, named FU Tommy Long.